back to Matt Boone Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Diallo of Madison. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Diallo.
Yeah, morning, Matt. A couple of things. The first one is, CJ, you ask him tomorrow. he said that the doctor should determine that. How about the doctor talking with the woman about their bodies? Huh? How about that? Yeah. So the second thing is, you ask him or all of them, where is the part of the Constitution about a well-regulated militia? They don't talk about that, but that's part of it. Well-regulated militia. They don't mention that because it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, the second thing is, where do you stop? Do they want javelins? What kind of weapons do you stop selling to the local, you know, the population? There got to be a limit. Everybody pointed to the Constitution. It didn't come down from the mountaintop. People wrote it, and those people are not gods. They were mistaken on many other things. And that's why we have constitutional amendments. We make it better as we go.
Right. You know, these are some great points. And let me tell you what I've done in various speeches myself in the past and as a candidate. And, you know, I enjoy firing weapons. And in the Navy, we had training and all that. But I ask people, I do it this way. I say, who here in this crowd think that individuals should be able to buy nuclear weapons on their own? Nobody raises his hand, okay? Then I say, who thinks that anybody should be able to buy biological or chemical weapons? And nobody raises his hand. And of course, none of those weapons were available in the 18th century when the Constitution was written. Then I say, how many people here believe that people should be able to buy shoulder-held missile launchers, like bazookas, so that they could rent an apartment near an airport and shoot down incoming and outgoing commercial flights? And nobody raises his hand. Then I say, how many people here think that they should be able to buy the average person a machine gun? Some people raise their hands, and I say, that's been outlawed since 1935, and the NRA has supported that. Then they pull their hand down. Then I say, how many people think here that the people should be able to buy an assault rifle? And you have to be careful using the word semi-automatic, because hunters, in a sense, some of the rifles they use are semi-automatics in the sense they can fire off one shot pretty quickly, but they don't have magazines with 80 rounds or 120 rounds that really act like submachine guns. Because frankly, an AR-15 right now, or an AK-47, is more lethal than a submachine gun in the 1930s, and yet the submachine gun is outlawed in the AR-15 and the AK-47 or not. When I ask that about assault rifles, some people raise their hand, but not everybody. So it's obvious to me is that what people are really talking about in terms of their own protection is they want handguns, and they want, you know, rifles and shotguns and so forth. But you can't commit a mass murder with those. And there are a lot of responsible people that own them, and they should. And one of the things that I think the Democratic Party people sometimes overlook is this. The notion of an armed citizenry is a liberal notion. In the Middle Ages and right up to the Revolution, the king didn't want everybody to have arms. In the Middle Ages, if you were a peasant, you couldn't even own a sword. The king was afraid that the country would rebel if he got too dictatorial. And so the idea that the people can have arms that can't be interfered with by the state was a liberal idea in the 18th century. And liberal political philosophers espoused it. But by doing what I just did, people understand that doesn't mean nuclear weapons, biological and chemical weapons, shoulder-held missile launchers or bazookas, or machine guns. And it should not involve these semi-automatics with large magazines that act like machine guns, like AR-15s and AK-47s. Why do I say that? Because they were outlawed in the early 90s in this state, in this country. In this country, when Bill Clinton was president And even with a Republican legislature at the time, they got outlawed. The NRA supported that. The NRA has gotten strange and weird. They've gotten pro-Russian. They go to Russia. They're pro-Putin. They in a grand jury that was convened, or an investigation in New York, that we know what they did. They found out that they were just taking hundreds of thousands of dollars, the management, spending it on trips and luxuries, and they didn't get indicted. Now they say they withdraw their agreement that AR-15 and AK-47s be outlawed. They withdraw it. That's what's going on. If you put through the Brady bill, which simply says there have to be background checks for everybody and no more private gun shows and straw purchases and internet sales, and if you don't pass the background check, you don't get a gun. And if you add to that, no one under 21 can buy any kind of these semi-automatic assault rifles. I don't mean semi-automatic hunting rifles. And then you reinstate that ban on assault rifles, you have solved a large part of these massacres of schools, of grocery stores, movie theaters, and elsewhere. Well, one final issue I want to hit. The Milwaukee Common Council Steering and Rules Committee just delayed a vote on whether to permit the 2024 Republican National Committee Convention to come to Milwaukee. Short synopsis, there are two finalists, Nashville and Milwaukee. The Republican National Committee would like to come here. Obviously, they have a First Amendment right to come here, but they want the cooperation, obviously, of the city council and the mayor. The mayor is strongly for it, Cavalier Johnson. I agree with him. This would yield $200 million in economic benefits to Milwaukee, southeastern Wisconsin, and not just Milwaukee. When the Democratic Nashville Committee came here, even though we got cheated out of it by COVID, we'd reserve rooms as far south as O'Hare Airport, West Madison, Janesville, north of Sheboygan. That whole area, which is a big chunk of the population of the state, would have benefited. A bunch of civic groups are going, well, you know, Republican Party, they have bad positions on a lot of issues. They shouldn't come. Hey, guys, I agree with Mayor Cavalier Johnson. They should come. Why do I say that? How do you think that wait staff and cooks get paid? How do you think that Uber drivers get paid? How do you think that people who work in hotels making the beds get paid? They get paid by usage, by economic activity. We need that $200 million. We got cheated out of it in the Democratic convention. It doesn't mean we endorse the Republican platform. You can demonstrate if you want. But you know what it really is? There's this kind of elitist view on the part of some of these groups that go, they really sort of don't care about how waitstaff gets paid, or how people who make beds in hotels get paid, or how Uber drivers get paid, or how dishwashers get paid. They really don't care. Or they care a little bit, but they care more about making a big political issue. This is one of the two parties in the country. They should come, and the Milwaukee Common Council Steering and Rules Committee should have voted on it yesterday. They didn't. They delayed it. There was a deadline of today. What the heck do they think they're doing? If they knuckle under this crazy stuff, they're cheating the southern, really the southern part over to Madison of Wisconsin, of $200 million in economic activity. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. I'll be back same time, same place. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody. It's a great show today and great call-ins. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man.